the general election gets closer and closer, and as far as Ed Miliband's dream of becoming Britain's next Prime Minister, according to PaddyPower.com, his chances seem to be increasing marginally, but increasing every single day. Let's talk to our general election correspondent, Rory Scott. Rory, this price on Ed Miliband seems to be getting narrower.
It does indeed. I mean, you mentioned marginal. Not so marginal anymore. For the first time ever, we made Miliband favourite about 48 hours ago. There was nothing in it back then. It was 5, 6, 10 to 11, really nothing in it. Over the last 24 hours, however, Cameron has drifted. Miliband is shortening quite by some margin. Miliband is currently 8 to 13, whereas Cameron's 7 to 5. In percentage terms, that means we reckon Miliband has a 60% chance and Cameron a 40% chance of becoming Prime Minister. So quite significant.
What is happening to the Conservative campaign, Rory?
I wouldn't say the wheels are coming off, but their whole tactic has been to make it about the leader rather than the policies. And the people, they're beginning to really like Miliband. His net approval ratings are going up. They're the best they've ever been since 2012. And you bear in mind, in November last year, they were the lowest they've ever been. So he's experienced a real strong bounce. We've got Millie fandom breaking out. There's Millie mania, you know, in the air. People are talking about his raw sex appeal, his sassy face, the way that he dealt with Nigel Farage in the debates. You know, he's doing well in interviews. People are coming round to this guy.
Most amusing. I've seen some of those pictures on Twitter as well. Nigel Farage says he's bouncing around like Tigger in a way that he wasn't earlier. Would you say that was one of the reasons why UKIP have slipped in your betting?
Yeah, UKIP have definitely struggled a little bit. We make it 4-6 that they're going to win, you know, three seats. So their momentum has definitely slowed down. I think the Lib Dems have picked up. They're still struggling a little bit, you know, against what they have currently got. So we're estimating that they're going to win about 25 seats. That's currently 5-6 in the betting. That's our line in the stand. But remember, that's still 25 seats less than they've got at the moment. So they're definitely going to struggle. The interesting thing is the Tories and the anti-Tory bloc. So it's in our eyes looking very, very difficult for the Conservatives to get in now, hence the price on Cameron drifting massively. You put together Labour, the SNPs, the Greens, the Plaids, the SDLPs, the Respect Party, you add that whole anti-Tory bloc together and it makes it very, very difficult, almost impossible for Cameron to get in as the betting currently stands. Still a long way to go, still 2 weeks.
Still a long way to go, as you mentioned. Let's talk about the SNP, because obviously they are being talked of as the power brokers.
We're estimating the SNP, you know, walk away with as many as 50 seats, which is incredible. You put that against the backdrop of the last 5 years. So Labour have lost their heartland, Scotland. You know, they've hemorrhaged support to the Greens and to UKIP. They've convinced barely anyone who voted for Tory in 2010 to come and join their side. Yet here they are storming away with it. It's quite incredible.
What prices have you got on the SNP?
Well, the SNP, we're offering it 8 to 11 for them to get 50 seats. So, I mean, almost even money. So we're essentially saying our line in the sand, we're recommending that they're going to get somewhere around 50 seats.